Good morning and welcome to the Life with Elements podcast. I'm Yogi Roth, and those natural sounds you hear are the boats, the slapping of the water, the early morning hustle and bustle of Venice, Italy. And it's the first time this podcast has come from Venice, Italy. Definitely not the first time from Venice. And if any of you know me, you know my affection for the Venice canals. Well, I will be honest, that the Venice canals in Venice, Italy, a little bit more impressive than the Venice canals in Venice Beach, California. But nonetheless, to paint a little picture, it is picturesque. I woke up very early this morning just to catch the city before it really got rocking. Behind me, kids are on their way to school. Parents are hurrying in with their cafes and little croissants. And it's just a magical morning. The last couple days I've been in Paris, and I've also found my way here to Venice, Italy, on my way to Croatia. And it's been amazing hearing from all of you on this podcast, so I appreciate your comments, reviews, etc. But what I want to explore today in 5 minutes or less is this idea of the space between. And it came to me on the top of Paris, in Montmartre, if anyone's ever been up to the Sacré Cœur. And I've been walking over 20 miles per day, and my legs and eyes were extremely heavy. My heart was completely light and completely free. Atop Montmartre, I sat there with a friend, had a beer in my hand, overlooking Paris. And it's a city that breathes life into you. Each corner is full of history and imagination. Within that architecture and curiosity is a space between each mark in time. And the space between is a magical idea. There's a space between our head, we call our mind, it's our thoughts. For musicians, there's a space between notes. For writers, a space between sentences. For athletes, a space between plays. For broadcasters, a space between touchdowns and celebrations, where that quietness, that awkwardness, can feel comfortable or feel very awkward. I have a friend named Dr. Michael Gervais. He's a high-performance psychologist. Check him out. His Finding Mastery podcast is epic. And he often talks about the space between commitment and hesitation while surfing. There's this moment where you choose to paddle in or you choose not to. And then the wave just passes you by. I believe that the thing with life, like my father has always said, there's a lot of waves. At times, even too many. Will we ever know which wave will be gnarly? The epic one. Will we know which one's just to let pass by? One thing I do know, as I sat atop Montmartre, the Sacré Cœur, I didn't want to just sit in the lineup anymore. Just watch wave after wave. That's never been my style. So to me, ultimately, we've got to just continue to paddle in. So that's kind of where my mind was when I was in Paris. I'd walk around, get lost, find myself atop, near the Eiffel Tower, find myself around Notre Dame, find myself in small little churches listening to these amazing nuns sing, which I'll make sure that I have a picture of on this blog post, and I just sit there and reflect on this space between my ears. And I think that that's something unique to that. You know, we get to get quiet on these trips. And sometimes we can't speak the language, we don't have a choice, but also we can get lost in our thoughts. And for me as a traveler, I think if you saw me from afar, if you were watching from a drone or something, you'd say, who's the crazy guy talking to himself? A couple months ago, I did an interview with a guy named Colin Cowherd, a very famous radio broadcaster in Los Angeles. My friend Brett Hughes, who you also heard on this podcast, set us up and introduced us to have this event. Colin often said that he worked his material on his own and jogs in the morning. He'd be talking to himself, processing. I think the same thing is in life. When I got here to Venice, I realized it had been 5 years since I got to these canals. I spent a summer in Spain and Italy. It was epic nights, magical mornings, random chance encounters. But here we are again on these amazing canals. Now these canals have taken over my Instagram feed, if you know me, in Venice, California. But here I also thought about the space between. The space between my ears, the processes on these journeys. So I went from Paris, where I went through the space between notes, sentences, plays, space between commitment and hesitation, potentially the analogy is while surfing. And then I got to this place here in Venice where I really started to think about the space between my ears, the processing, how I get to talk and process things to myself. Also, I think when there's process, there's growth. When it's uncomfortable, there's growth. You know, my dad has always said that we move through things in life. And while walking through Europe over, I think it's been about 16 to 20 miles per day, or externally always moving, but I also think internally, when we can truly get quiet, we're moving as well. I know I banter sometimes, but to me there's a beauty in banter, going back and forth. In the space between, there's a beauty in our own heads sometimes. It's almost like a tennis match. You hit it to me, I'll forehand it back. You use your backhand because maybe it's weak, but eventually it'll get strong. We'll have a little volleying match at the net, and then someone will put it away and move on to the next topic. And as the sun comes up here in this beautiful, beautiful little village town in Venice, Italy, I guess I'd just like to say to the space between, I've grown pretty fond of you. I've fallen in love with this idea of processing, walking, getting lost, pondering, and then sharing, and seeing what happens. It's kind of interesting. I think that very often in life, I don't know how we do it, but we take these things from our mentors. My dad said something to me once, maybe 25 years ago, maybe more, and it stuck with me. He said, Yogi, you're either going to have time or money. Rarely both. As I go on these adventures now in, Jesus, my 12th or 13th year exploring the world, I really started to enjoy the idea of time. The ability to process life, thoughts, good, bad. Ability to reflect on relationships, good, bad. Where I've screwed up, where I could grow. But ultimately, I've really admired and fallen for the space between. As always on these podcasts, I like to leave a little challenge. As the rain begins to fall here in Venice, a slight little drizzle as I'm overlooking the water. I know it's going to sound very NPR-y and very nostalgic right now, but I think we should ponder and go there. Go to that space between, that space of fear, anxiety, whatever it may be, excitement, jubilation, and just be. They say that karma sometimes is often undefined. And a lot of times when people do define karma, I think it's just about putting the right energy out in the world. But truly karma, I think when you look at it, at least to me, it's being so connected to now that your past life and your future endeavors, your future moments will reflect on what you are doing, where you are right now. So let's get into the space between. Let's take a listen, see how weird we can get. Why not? Kind of go from there. Lots of love to everybody. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the support. And like we always end on this podcast, the only limits that we set in life are the ones we set ourselves. Peace.